This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Place to find information about you and your health for those who are expressive in their desire to figure out what's going on. We have at your service Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. Dr. Kronhaus joins us every week at this time. I'm Doug Steffen here to thoroughly look at, or we together are looking at some of these studies from the journals of medicine. Information that may affect you and your attitude toward what you're doing or trying to do to keep your life, your health in check. Hopefully, you're checking yourself. What do you make of the president having an unscheduled medical checkup? News media tried to, as they do most everything with Trump, to make it a negative. What do you think? What did he do?
I don't want to speculate. All we know is that he was just trying to get his annual physical started going early and had some free time, and he's planning on being very busy. That's what they're reporting. And I think the rest is a bunch of speculation, and let's deal in fact.
Facts! We want the facts here. All right, let's get the facts on this study that seems to cast doubt on angioplasty. You're a cardiologist. Ken practices at his own clinic, Lake Cardiology in Mardura, Florida. So this study found limits to the benefits of having a stent in place, bypass surgery. Let's break this all down.
Let's just forget what you just said, okay?
Why?
Because you're going to confuse everybody, in all due respect.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah.
This is a very large study of a smaller study that was done about a decade ago, and it is going to have a great impact on treating probably the number one medical problem in America. The number one killer of Americans is a heart attack. The coronary artery disease, the circulation to your heart gets clogged up. And this study reported in the American Heart Association this past weekend, we learned that bypass operations, angioplasty, and the placement of artery-opening stents, Doug, in most cases, these procedures may not provide any benefit over medications and lifestyle changes. Only a subgroup of patients who suffer from frequent angina, they appear to receive any benefit from an invasive procedure, and that benefit in their quality of life, not in lowering their odds of death or future heart problems. These new findings are expected to give physicians more confidence in saying no to invasive treatments. So if you have unstable symptoms, they occur at rest, or they are so troubling that you just can't live a good quality life, those are the patients, or you're evolving a heart attack, these are the patients who will benefit from invasive procedures, the stenting, the angioplasty, potentially bypass surgery. But if you have no symptoms in coronary artery disease or stable symptoms, they occur predictably, they don't bother you that much. What this study is telling us is that it's okay to start off with medications, and we're talking about a statin drug, because that's what stabilizes the plaque to prevent heart attacks. Statins, aspirin, ACE inhibitors, sometimes beta blockers. So you must be on medication and also adopt lifestyle changes, good diet, some exercise, which is not bringing on symptoms. And this is adequate treatment as opposed to going the invasive route. This is going to change how we proceed. It hasn't really changed how I've been proceeding because, as I said, about a decade ago, we did have a smaller study which reported the same finding. But there were many in my field especially who just were not yet convinced. And this big, big study, I think, is going to give all physicians more confidence in saying no to invasive treatments. And if the patient wants to wait before going the invasive route because they're okay with how they feel, this big study gives them the confidence that it's not going to make them live any less long. It's only going to be about changing the quality of their life to get the invasive procedure done. Now, if you're having a heart attack, it's all different. This is an unstable patient. This is the patient like Bernie. He presented to the emergency room.
Bernie Sanders?
Yes. And he was having unstable symptoms. You can't wait. You just can't wait and put off the invasive procedure. And that's why it was so clear to me early on that he was having a heart attack.
So he's in his mid-70s, and within a week he was back on the campaign trail. Didn't look any better or worse than he's looked all along. I think he kind of looks old. He's got a lot of energy, that sort of thing. So this, I am confused. You said I was confusing people with what I presented when we began. I'm confused now because I still am not sure about the stents, bypass surgery, that sort of thing. His stent isn't bypass surgery. Okay. It's just sticking the thing in your artery, right?
Let's big picture. There's an invasive approach and a non-invasive approach to treating circulation problems to your heart. The invasive possibilities are the ballooning opening of the vessel invasively with a tube that's angioplasty, and then if possible putting in a wire mesh to hold it open. That's the stent. And when these blockages cannot adequately be opened with the catheter, then bypass surgery is another invasive possibility that sometimes must be used. Now, that's the invasive approach to treating circulation problems. The non-invasive approach involves medications, statin, aspirin, ACE inhibitor, sometimes also a beta blocker, and lifestyle, diet, and exercise, which is not bringing on symptoms. That's the non-invasive approach. Diet, exercise, medication versus stenting, angioplasty.
What's the percentage of that treatment option that works? In your experience,
no,
as a 30-some-odd-year...
Which option works?
The option of doing
non-invasive, or
non-invasive versus invasive. The premise here is invasive surgery is not necessary in many instances.
It's very specific. In the stable or non-symptomatic patient, that the non-invasive approach is just as good as the invasive approach regarding how long you're going to live. It may change the quality of your life because you'll have less symptoms. If you're a stable patient, the only reason that you get an invasive procedure is to treat the symptoms. It does not prolong your life. That's the key take-home message of this very big study that confirmed the COURAGE study that was done about a decade ago. Yeah. And then if you are having unstable symptoms, for example, a heart attack, or, for example, you're having symptoms with no activity at rest, these are the patients who will live longer if you have the invasive approach. Stable, asymptomatic patients, you're not doing invasive procedure to prolong life as long as you're on the medication, and especially the medication is the statin. Does that help you?
I'm okay. I just know that I wouldn't do anything without you because you're my doctor. And
if you had coronary disease and you were stable, we had stable symptoms. They occurred, you know, when you exerted really hard, you know, you were out on your tractor hailing bay. That was the only time. Hey, and that was the only time you got your symptoms. Then we could either use the medication or go the invasive route. But I would suggest to you, first try the medication, see how you're doing, and if you're not happy, then we can try the invasive route. But in terms of whether to go the invasive route with that stable situation, it's not going to prolong your life if we open them up invasively. It's just going to relieve symptoms. Whereas if you're unstable, you're evolving a heart attack, you're having symptoms at rest, that's where doing the invasive procedure will prolong life.
Yeah, pretty interesting. Actually, you go right down when you get right down to it. But I don't mind talking about myself.
It is
when it comes
interesting
to this sort of thing. I don't have any plaque. But you wanted me to you try a statin a while ago. That was because of the plaque in my carotids.
Correct.
It? Yeah, correct. I don't have it anywhere else in my body.
The interesting thing, and you have to individualize this. It depends on your numbers, your cholesterol numbers, your inflammatory markers, and what your circulation looks like. And putting that all together, we now individualize. There's no one size fits all. And we wanted to keep you on planet Earth, prevent a stroke as best we can. And we're going to talk more about some new information about these statin drugs. And if you had any concern about them, I hope you'll be relieved, because there's been some great new information about these statin drugs also announced this past week in Philadelphia at the American Heart Association annual scientific session meeting.
All right. Pretty good information there, don't you think? Dr. Ken on his game. Other info that affects people in the heart area. We've got a number of studies that we're going to talk about during the course of this hour, so we get back to that. Dr. Ken practices, as I said, at Lake Cardiology, one of the best-known cardiologists not only in Florida but around the country. So if you'd like to avail yourself of his service, spend a very interesting day, have that experience, help yourself. Call the office there, 352-735-1400, easy to remember, 735-1400, area 352 for Dr. Ken. Spend an hour or two or three or four with him. You'll find it to be very rewarding. Here's something else that's rewarding. For those of you who have stiff joints, Joint Formula 14. It's for your joints, aches and pains. You wake up in the morning and you got a neck that aches, or your back aches, or your hips are bothering you, or through the course of the day, this is a problem. Join thousands of other listeners to this program that have found relief, ache relief, by using Joint Formula 14. It's about the aches in your joints. That's why it's called, makes a lot of sense, right? Joint Formula 14 is for 14 days. Don't get real good relief in 14 days. Get your money back. Same can be done with your pet. Same company has a product called Leaps and Bounds, which is for your dog, mostly for dog. Cats, I guess, use it, but dogs get stiffer and therefore need relief. So give your pet the same thing that you're using for yourself. Help yourself. Go to achefree.live, A-C-H-E-F-R-E-E, achefree.live, and help yourself. 50% off. Use the DJV code when you're in there. Help yourself. Help your pets. The relief comes or your money back. Achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Use the code DJV for the best deal. A focus on losing weight. For some people, it's a year-long battle. For some people, it lasts 10 years. For some people, it lasts their entire lifetime. Kalotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, which is a weight loss product that is completely natural. It's not like some of these crash diets where you lose 30 pounds in 30 days. No.
Most people do see inches and pounds within the first 4 to 6 weeks of taking the product. But our 90-day program is where our huge 86% success rate is. So if you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better while you're taking it too.
So go to Kalotren.com, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, and right now there's a huge special, as I mentioned. Don't miss out on your way of saving a lot of money, saving your life, saving your health. Go to Kalotren.com. Use the discount code DJV.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.99. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Medicine. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology down in Florida. This is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. A number of studies this week they're going through from the journals have to do with the heart, cardiology, circulation. Next up on the list is a study that didn't find any link between statin drugs and your memory falling apart. So when did this all? When was that suggestion made? I guess see something about this.
Well,
a couple of weeks.
Statin drugs, probably one of the most prescribed drug around.
You prescribe them a lot. You like them, right?
Unbelievably. This
Lipitor,
is,
or what's your favorite?
Well, rosuvastatin, generic Crestor, or atorvastatin with an A, generic Lipitor. Mm-hmm. And the reason why cardiologists love these drugs is not so much that they lower cholesterol, but they stabilize plaque, which is what leads to heart attack and stroke, and they lower inflammation in the circulation, which is what leads with excess bad cholesterol to the plaque forming.
Well, and, but it gets to your brain, doesn't that? I mean, that's part of what the problem is. It'll harm your brain because it'll plug up the blood getting to your brain, right?
Exactly, and that's why these actually may improve memory and mental functioning. But the issue is that usually these drugs are given when you're getting older. Not always, but usually. And this is when our memory and thinking function are declining anyway. So people love to associate their symptoms with that drug that they're taking, and often they come up with true, unrelated conclusions. And the important finding published this week in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology is that statins will not make you stupid or cause memory loss. And for some people at risk of dementia, statins like Lipitor, the generic atorvastatin, Crestor, the generic rosuvastatin, and I only prescribe these generics, they're excellent generics, these strong statins may improve memory and mental functioning. So over 6 years, there was no significant difference between memory and mental ability among those who do and do not take statins.
All right. So The other thing that maybe fits in here is the discussion of eating fish, fish oils. I think one of the reasons that my brains work as well as my brains, both my brains, work as well as they do, is because I take a lot of fish oil, eat a lot of fish, oily fish, and fish oils. So that helps to keep the arteries pliable and circulation going through. Is that not true?
Absolutely. The oily fish are so heart and circulatory and brain healthy. Great to at least to have a serving of oily fish once a day. We're talking about salmon, sardines, mackerel, some of the tunas. These are the really nice high oil fishes. And also you're going to hear a lot about a newer drug called Vascepa, which is industrial strength, pharmaceutical grade fish oil, which is used to lower triglycerides. And this too has been shown to prolong life. And it's been approved for very high triglycerides. And my prediction, you're going to hear shortly that it's going to be approved for even not so high triglycerides.
You know, I want to go back to just for a second, a reminder when we get started in the next half hour. I had to get an inhaler as part of me cleaning out what was going on in my system. And, I don't have drugs. I'm not on drugs. I don't have the Part D of Medicare. So when I went to pick up the prescription and the woman looked at me and said, it's $400, I looked at her and I said, no, wait a minute. Huh? And then we talked for a half hour. They put me together with a couple of different apps and things to cut the price down. But my God, when I saw that, I can't imagine how people can. That's what the whole business about drugs and them being so expensive is something that we always ought to be talking about. And we will. 28 after the hour now on Good Day Health. When was the last time you whitened your teeth? Holidays are coming. Now is the time to brighten up those teeth and make your smile more inviting. Don't be caught off guard with cringeworthy, discolored, ugly teeth. With Power Swabs, you can whiten your smile and be holiday photo ready in no time at all. Power Swabs are clinically proven to whiten an average of 2 shades in the first 5 minutes. Power Swabs never leaves your teeth and gums sore and sensitive like all those other whitening treatments. And it's totally safe and effective, all natural in fact. If you're not happy, Power Swabs, backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try Power Swabs and see how much whiter your teeth will be in just 5 minutes. Call 800-208-1797 for 40% off, an additional $10 off, plus a free quick stick. Call for Power Swabs, 800-208-1797. Get that bright smile, 800-208-1797.
Are you ready for the eating season and the weight gain that comes with it? Well, if you're taking Calitrin, you can actually lose weight during the eating season. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I'm happy.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
See, real people are getting real results with Calitrin, and it's huge, 86% success rate. You've got to try it for yourself. Go to TopLoss.com to find out more and to
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest Democratic presidential debate held in Atlanta last night. 10 candidates sharing the stage with 4 female moderators. And here's correspondent Wendy King with more.
Moderator Rachel Maddow asked this impeachment question to senators.
Will you try to convince your Republican colleagues in the Senate to vote the same way? And if so, how?
Of course I will. And the obvious answer is to say first, read the Mueller report, all 442 pages of it that showed how the president tried to obstruct justice.
And that was Senator Elizabeth Warren. Senator Amy Klobuchar also responded.
I have made it very clear that this is impeachable conduct, and I've called for an impeachment proceeding. I just believe our job as jurors is to look at each count and make a decision.
Again, that report from our Wendy King. And this is USA Radio News.
I hate my toaster. It's way too slow, never gets my toast right, and sadly, my toast comes out dry and tasteless. We at Revolution Cooking totally reinvented the toaster, creating the world's first high-speed smart toaster. There's nothing remotely like it on the planet. It's so smart, it knows exactly how long to toast everything from bagels to frozen waffles. I trashed my old dumb toaster, and you can too. Don't put up with dry, tasteless, burnt, or barely toasted toast, or those lousy toasters that drive us all nuts in hotel breakfast lines. Just pick your level of toast on the easy-to-use touchscreen, hit start, and quickly get perfect toast every time. Toast that's crunchy outside, yet moist and flavorful inside. It's the perfect holiday gift. So perfect, Williams-Sonoma is showcasing our super smart toaster in their new holiday catalog. For the fastest, best-tasting toast ever, save 20% and get free shipping. Go to starttherevolution.com.
Promo code START.
That's starttherevolution.com.
Promo code START.
Throw away your toaster and go to starttherevolution.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For us to continue with an overview of health, information about health. Good Day Health, the Good Day Health Show, our podcast at Good Day Health Show every week. Dr. Ken presents a different point of view, and very important for us to get to the bottom of a lot of these things. Matter of fact, the most recent Good Day Health Show podcast with Dr. Ken is a focus in part on the connection to pot and your health. Dr. Ken normally every week has something about pot, and so we have that. I talk about me almost getting a flu shot. I've done that a couple of times because of the essence of what's been going on in my body. And Ken talks about the worst job a woman can take to maintain a healthy heart in this podcast. And I get to the research about that. All kinds of research, everything that's important. Evening meals, don't eat them too late. Not good for women especially. That's risky. Find out why that is. Listen to Good Day Health, the podcast, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, GoodDayHealthShow.com. Every single week, different information updating some of the journals and what they've produced and published in the past week. We're sticking with Ken's specialty of cardiology here with a couple of more of these stories. Atrial fibrillation. Ken describes it as your heart beating like a bag of worms. So what's new there?
More news from the American Heart Association annual meeting this past week. Doug, a person's risk of atrial fibrillation, or AFib, increases by about 3% for every inch over the average height of 5 feet 7. While we cannot change your height, we may be able to modify your other risk factors for AFib in taller individuals and be more aggressive about controlling blood pressure, diabetes, and cholesterol. Interestingly, genetic variants linked with height are also associated with AFib.
So, my father, who was 5'10", had AFib when he was 50, and he died 40 years later from complications of the AFib. That is the drugs that they gave him, the thickening and thinning of the blood and all that stuff. But if I knew then, as I've said, what I know now about various the things that you can take that are natural, homeopathic, then it probably wouldn't have happened. It wouldn't have been as bad as it is. Or
well, Dad unfortunately didn't live a heart healthy life, and
He wasn't overweight by any stretch.
Well, he was a big smoker.
Not until he stopped quitting when he quit smoking when he was 40. So that was 10 years before he got it, and he wasn't that. My mother was a big smoker. My father was a sort of, you know, here and there a smoker. After he, you know, he was an athlete. He didn't smoke then, but he smoked for a while, for about 10, 12 years, I think, if I remember correctly, but not a lot.
And there is a genetic component to it, because usually atrial fibrillation, usually, not always, is a disease of the aging process. As we get into our 70s and 80s and 90s, it just becomes incredibly common. And just living a heart-healthy life can actually lower your risk. And there's definitely a genetic component to this also.
Well, you know, you've examined me. You know that there have been times when I've had a little bit of irregularity. I took melatonin and
magnesium.
It's magnesium. And potassium seems to affect it as well. So, that's interesting, though. The taller you are, the more likely you are to get it. I find that fascinating, frankly. All right, next up, older drugs that, if you have a heart attack, could help you. I did see this headline about the gout. Does anybody even have the gout anymore?
Well, it does occur, yes, and we're just aggressive at treating it. More from the American Heart Association meeting. A cheap drug that's been around for centuries as a gout treatment and also can also shield heart attack survivors from future heart crises. That's the news. The drug is colchicine. It reduces by as much as 34% a heart attack survivor's combined risk of dying from heart disease or having cardiac arrest, a stopped heart, a heart attack, a stroke, or angioplasty. These results, they provide confirmation that inflammation management reduces cardiovascular risk, and it's an example of successful repurposing of a broadly available and relatively safe generic drug for a new application. This is really great news. Cheap, safe, long-term drug, been around forever, and a 34% reduction in havoc after a heart attack.
Wow. That's pretty amazing.
It is.
The gout. You want to tell us a little about the gout, just to kind of make a reference to it, since I talked about the gout. What is that? That's a swelling of your feet, right?
Well, it usually starts in the big toe, and it's an inflammatory arthritis. It develops in some people whose levels of uric acid in the blood are just very high. Mm-hmm. And the uric acid forms these needle-like crystals in a joint, and they can cause sudden severe episodes of pain, tenderness, redness, warmth, and swelling. If you've ever seen an acute gout attack joint, and the key is that there's just excess inflammation going on with gout, and the colchicine dramatically, quickly reduces the inflammation. And this idea, very cleverly, was applied in this study. Gout lowers inflammation. We know heart attacks, too much inflammation in the circulation. Would this work? Someone tried it in a very good study, and it has Great idea, very helpful for everybody. And after a heart attack, there may be one other drug you're going to get. So Bernie is maybe getting his colchicine.
Aha. All right. Next up, a focus on your rest time. And if you don't get enough rest, what the consequences are. This is something new, especially for women.
Journal of Bone and Mineral Research this week. This new research in postmenopausal women, Doug, has found that those who sleep for no longer than 5 hours per night are most likely to have lower bone mineral density and osteoporosis. So poor sleep has a bad impact on bone health.
So, getting better rest. Why would this not be for men as well, I guess would be the question that I'd have.
Let's do a study. This study only involved women and probably has the same effect.
But why would they only study women, I guess would be the question. Why not?
Because it's easier to show an effect because osteoporosis is such a bigger problem in women, although it does exist in men.
Okay.
And to show effectiveness impact, that's how they select these studies.
Okay. All right. So with that in mind, talking about sleep, let's talk about what you can do to improve your sleep. By going to MyPillow.com. Just arrived, the MyPillow towels, they're not going to help you sleep. They'll help you dry off better. But the rest of the catalog, MyPillow.com, features mattresses that are superb, mattress toppers that are way beyond superb. The pillow is becoming the national standard. Is there anybody you know who isn't talking about or isn't aware of Mike Lindell, his ads on the radio, ads on television? My Pillow. What a great American story. And all of the new sheets that they have, everything they have for your bed is available in twin size, XL, full size, queen size, king size, California King, all of these. It's, and everything comes free shipping. You use the DJV code. So I encourage you to go look at the catalog, see what's there. In the winter, we spend more time getting rest. So hopefully for the women, they're going to spend more time in bed during this time of the year. Maybe that'll help them a little bit. But men and women, young and old, all need to have good rest. And you don't have it if you've got a lousy mattress topper. How many people don't even have a mattress topper on their bed? You need that, like you need the MyPillow pillow insulator, and then the MyPillow pillow cases. But you need that. There's a device you put around the pillow that protects it, the pillow protector, that keeps the mites and the all other stuff that crawls around in pillows and your nose and your eyes and mouth every night. It's gross. But we want to keep you healthy, keep you away from all that stuff. And they have the tools to do it at MyPillow.com. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special tab, and get 30% off the towels, 50% off the pillows, 65% off some of the other things that are there. Just check out the catalog first and then see what you can purchase them for using the promo code DJV. Yep, lots of great DJV specials at MyPillow.com.
When was the last time you whitened your teeth? The holidays are coming, and now is the time to brighten your smile. With office parties, family gatherings, and photo opportunities coming up, don't be caught off guard with cringeworthy, discolored teeth. With Power Swabs, you can whiten your smile and be holiday ready in no time. Power Swabs are clinically proven to whiten an average of 2 shades in the first 5 minutes. Power Swabs never leaves your teeth and gums sore or sensitive like other whitening treatments, and it's totally safe and effective on all dental work. If you're not happy, Power Swabs are backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try Power Swabs and see how much whiter your teeth will be in just 5 minutes. Call 800-208-1797 for 40% off, an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick. That's right, 40% off, an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick. Call 800-208-1797, 800-208-1797. Get that bright smile holiday ready with Power Swabs.
Are you ready for the eating season and the weight gain that comes with it? Well, if you're taking Calitrin, you can actually lose weight during the eating season. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half.
So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
See, real people are getting real results with Calitrin, and it's huge, 86% success rate. You've got to try it for yourself. Go to toploss.com to find out more and to register to win a 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
Dr. Ken Kronos here on the Good Day Health Program. I'm Doug Steffen, looking at research that's been done now on penicillin. 9 in 10 people who think they're allergic are not, apparently. Why would you think in the first place you were allergic to penicillin? Where would that idea come from?
This comes out of the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology scientific annual meeting this week. And a lot of people do think they're allergic. They may have taken something and had a reaction that may or may have not been an allergic reaction. But 10% of the people in America actually report being allergic to penicillin. And the news out of this meeting is that 9 in 10 are not. They have outgrown the allergy or were never allergic in the first place. However, this information can be very difficult to scratch from your medical records. Even when people test negative to a penicillin allergy at a later date, the allergy often remains on their medical and pharmacy charts. And I think in the past, doctors have been just very uneasy about taking it off because you can have severe allergic reactions, rarely to penicillin, called anaphylaxis, which is a medical emergency. You can't breathe. You have no blood pressure. If you don't get that EpiPen immediately, you're not going to survive. So it's a very dramatic but fortunately rare occurrence, and that is why I think in the past people have been very uneasy. Now the allergist can do testing carefully to see if you are, in fact. So if there's any doubt, talk to your wonderful allergist to see if, in fact, you are. And if you are, get it off your charts, because there are penicillin-based antibiotics, which are so much cheaper and effective than the more complex drugs we have to if you're penicillin allergic.
How often is penicillin even used anymore? I never hear of penicillin.
Amoxicillin, ampicillin, you never hear of that?
Okay,
yes.
Right. Penicillin?
More effective penicillins.
Got it. Next up, a ban on e-cigarettes, vaping. The American Medical Association has taken a strong position here, Ken.
And wonderfully slow. This week there have been...
Wonderfully slow?
Get the tongue out of the way. And the fact is that there's been 42 deaths and over 2,170 cases of lung injury associated with the use of e-cigarette or vaping products in America. And the AMA, the American Medical Association, has called for a total ban on all e-cigarette and vaping products that have not been approved as cessation tools by the FDA. I think this is long overdue and a good thing.
So and why is Trump saying no to it then? Because Trump says, I don't think I want to do this. He at first said he did want to, and now he's...
I think he said that before the AMA met this week and has now unifyingly called for this. And I don't think he's reacted to the AMA's point. And I think this just unifies the point of view, and that's why the AMA has done this, because there have been these various opinions out there.
Mm-hmm. Coming up next, questions for Ken, questions for Dr. Ken Kronos. He'll answer them and stir some things in you, I'm sure, your curiosity, among other things. What's Ken going to answer? You'll find out next year on Good Day Health.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Questions of Dr. Ken Kronhaus. So let's get at it. Ask Dr. Ken. Here's a lady, 33-year-old black woman, who opted for a healthier lifestyle several years ago, she says, which included no longer using relaxer for my hair. I don't even know what that is. However, since doing so, my hair has been shedding consistently. So why do people, maybe the question here is both men and women, more and more women you see these days, Ken, have lost or are losing their hair. Why is that? What? Because is it male? How can you call it male pattern baldness if it's a woman?
Well, there are genetic tendencies in both sexes, but a hair relaxer, this is a cream or lotion that makes the hair easier to straighten and manage. And whether she's having a reaction, her scalp had a reaction to this, you know, you need a good dermatologist to go in there and examine her scalp and see what's going on. There may be some inflammation that was created by this product, and it's getting in the way of her hair growing.
Do you recommend people washing their hair every time they take a shower? Let's say, I'm guessing you do, I do, take a shower pretty much every day or a bath. Should one wash one's hair? Does it make a difference whether you're a man or woman? You have a lot of women that go get their hair done, quote-unquote, and then they don't wash their hair with regularity. What is your recommendation there?
I think it's a good idea to once a day, with a, not overdo it, but with a, you know, with a good shampoo that's going to be nice and gentle but effective on the hair. It's a good idea once a day. I don't see anything wrong with it.
Do you think that shampoos, some of the cheaper ones, or conditioners plug up the pores in your hair, and that may cause...
Yes.
Yeah. So
talk to, you know, they're a hair specialist, the person who cuts your hair. They deal with this all the time. Ask them their advice for you, because I think you have to individualize it. It depends on, you know, the oiliness of your scalp.
Right.
And this has really become scientific. There are, it's no longer one size fits all. You no longer stay on baby shampoo for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm. And although that's not bad for you, probably, is it?
Baby can dry you out.
Dry you out.
It's great for babies, but for some people, it dries the scalp out terrifically.
Yeah. Right.
So you have to individualize. Ask the person who cuts your hair for a recommendation. They know your scalp.
You've got a good head of hair. You use normal shampoos on it, and you keep it. I wonder if getting it cut more often, like the grass, if the grass is stimulated by mowing it more often, it grows more.
Well, so much of it is
with hair.
So much of it is genetic. It's your diet. You know how much protein you're taking in. Hair is protein, and how well you manage it and take care of it. And a lot of it has to do with your lifestyle.
There's some information floating around this week about a procedure that a lot of scientists, medical doctors are looking at called suspended animation. That is, the human body somehow, it sounds like a movie, doesn't it, huh? Gets put on pause while a medical procedure is done. Isn't that kind of what you do now when you are putting somebody to sleep? Isn't that what happens?
Not quite. This is even more effective than what happens during general anesthesia. And this is not yet ready for prime time. This is research that's going on in the universities. You're talking about, especially at the University of Maryland in Baltimore, is pioneering this. This is people who come in with gunshot wounds and they're next to death, and they buy some extra time of life with the patient, so they lower their body temperature significantly by infusing very cool fluids into the body, and they cool the brain, they cool the blood, and this allows some extra time keeping the patient alive so the trauma surgeons can hopefully save their life. This is under very specialized research settings on very specific patients, gunshot wound or stab wound patients, and have had a cardiac arrest, these patients.
All right. Next is a focus or a question about tinnitus. I never know how to pronounce this. Tinnitus. It makes some people's lives miserable. There's a new I don't know if it's an operation or what. Explain if we can. Brain implant surgery that you can use. There's a trial of some patients now, apparently. So I wonder, maybe the question here is, how do you get rid of tinnitus, that ringing in your ear?
Tinnitus is a really difficult problem for many people to treat. Tinnitus can be common. If you have ear damage in the past, there's a lot of different causes from it. If you've experienced it, you know how miserable it can be.
Right.
We're running out of time, but the ear, nose, and throat doctor is the person who specializes in this. If your primary care can deal with it, we can talk more about it next week.
All right. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here answering your questions. It's 59 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now. And you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever. And you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.